Okay, so our group is supposed to talk about self-driving cars, right?
That's right, Lydia. I did a little reading on them last night.
That's great, Ben. I did too. How about you, Charles?
No, sorry. I had to study for a test and I forgot all about it.
Grace, did you prepare?
Yes, a little.
Okay, so Ben, what did you find out?
Well, there are two different kinds of driverless vehicles. Google is using these self-driving cars out in California. They use Wi-Fi to tell them where to go. Right now, they only use them at Google headquarters, not on the highways. But in Europe, they're trying a different approach. They have a truck that leads a group of cars. A person in the truck controls the cars. The truck sends instructions to the cars about speed and directions. They tried it in Spain last summer.
What kind of cars are we talking about again?
Charles, aren't you listening? Self-driving cars. You know, the kind that don't need a person driving.
Did you know that the Google cars haven't had a single accident since they started the program? They're really safe, I guess.
Yes. I found out that one good thing about the self-driving cars is safety. And another good thing is...
a faster and smoother ride. When people drive cars, they don't always pay attention, so they put on the brakes when they don't need to, or they make a wrong turn. This wastes fuel. Self-driving cars use less fuel, so they're environmentally friendly.
Ben, you never stop talking. Be quiet for a minute.
Well, at least I have something to say because I did the homework. Oh, and another good thing about self-driving cars is parking. The cars can drop you off and then go park somewhere else, so you don't have to drive around and around trying to find a parking space.
People may use self-driving cars as an alternative to taxis because they can pick you up and drop you off, but they're cheaper than taxis.
Why are they cheaper?
You don't have to pay for the driver. But the cars themselves are expensive. The high price may affect sales. People won't buy really expensive cars. Right now, one of these vehicles costs the same as 5 regular cars.
These cars are supposed to be safe, but what happens if there is an accident? Who is to blame? Is it the fault of the car owner? The passenger, the maker of the car? There are still a few problems to work out.
So, overall, do we think these cars are a good or a bad idea?
I think they're a good idea.
Me too.
I agree. Grace, what do you think?
I took notes as you were talking. There are more good points than problems, I think.
Okay, so who is going to share our ideas with the class?
I will. I just need to use Grace's notes.